comes from a no-name, says, Dear Freak Show, I listen to you guys all the time, and I have a question for you in my confession. If you think a relationship is great, and then you see it morph to garbage after the sex is bad, does that make you a bad person? I guess I'm asking for a friend. I mean, am I really supposed to train this person? How do you not know the general consensus of sex? The verbiage was terrible. The spastic hand movements made it awkward. With bad guys at every turn, this is a great guy with zero game in the bed. And it seems like it's a game changer for me because I've gone from really, really great to really, really awful. And I don't know if I can get back to the great part. What do you have to say?
I mean, hooking up is a two-way dance. So if your partner doesn't necessarily know all the dance moves, you show him, you lead him, you show him what you like.
That's a good analogy right there. Look at that. That's a good analogy. It's a dance partner.
Sometimes we just want, you know, things already kind of built up already there. But with the first time, some people get nervous, especially if you're really attracted to that person. So I'd at least try it again.
I mean, but now.
See where we're really at.
But I mean, assuming that this isn't after a first time, we don't know. But assuming that's not after the first time. Can you, because you know how you find a guy that can't dress and you fix him up.
Mm-hmm.
You teach him how to, you know.
Happens all the time.
He has potential, right? So can this dude, if he's not hitting on the cylinders that she wants, because she said great guy.
Right.
With all the bad guys around, it's a great guy, but in the bedroom, now he's taking the.
I guess, it sounds like she's fed up with it,
though. No, man, of course he can. Because it's not like there's a problem. She didn't say he shoots the gun off too quickly.
No.
Or she didn't say that the gun is not working. She said it's like hand movements.
Hand movements and verbiage, the way he his approach is off.
That's very, very trainable. So, you can teach somebody what you like.
So you don't get rid of the good guy.
I don't think so.
Because he ain't got no game.
No. I don't think so.
But what if he never learns?
But you got to give him the chance to learn. But what might not be good to you could have been really good to somebody else. So it's not necessarily that he doesn't know what he's doing. It's just he doesn't know what he's doing to please you. You guys haven't gotten that chemistry right yet.
Yeah, just because the last lady liked to be choked don't mean you need to be trying to choke this. Natasha is on the phone. Natasha, is this worth throwing him away?
No, I don't think so. I think that you have to talk to your partner about what you like, and if you plan on building with this person, then they most certainly should know what you enjoy, and then you can learn from there.
There's a lot of expectations that you're supposed to come to these kind of things knowledgeable.
Yeah.
A lot of people put a lot of pressure on folks to know already. You should learn each other.
A little some.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that it's something that you have to build on together, just because maybe that's what his old partner liked, him to be spastic, as she said. But, I mean, maybe, you know, she doesn't like that. So you have to talk to them about what you like. Not everyone's going to go into it automatically just knowing.
Okay. I got you. I appreciate it.
Of course.
All right. Listen, we got text coming in, 888-429-0941. She wants to know, can you train that up? Can you train? Do you want to train? Maybe that's it. Do you want to have, you know what I'm saying? Do you want the person coming to the table with a certain set of skills? Or do you want to teach them how to be an assassin?
Skills are sexy.
We got a text out the 813. It says, this sounds like the typical men ain't ish woman. She would rather have be in a bad relationship for good sex, turn around and be miserable over a great relationship and work out for him for what she prefers for the sex. It's a two-way street.
I get that. Maybe not everything is perfect, but have you guys ever dealt with this? It's so frustrating when you go into the bedroom with somebody you really like and you've been with them for a while and they just aren't getting it right.
I just think it's harder, a lot harder, to find a good relationship and a compatible partner than a good hookup. Good hookups are all over the place, but
that's
that person that you can actually like build with and
so
grow
then she's
with,
never going to be satisfied bedroom?
Not never, but y'all can work on it together.
Why can't we stall it out for a little bit? Say he doesn't get it. He doesn't know the motion.
But 90% of everything is dope, and that 10%, which is the sex,
right,
is not.
Is that
still winning?
I'm mourning all of the orgasms that she's going to be missing out on. I'm thinking about it, and I get it. I would not put him in the trash can at all. I would definitely work with him and see if he can learn. But if he can't, I don't know if I could deal with that for the rest of my life.
I'm kind of mad at that.
It's true.
I'm kind of mad at that.
I don't know, man. I think you got to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. You say he's a great dude, and this is something that you can learn. Learn together. Learn what somebody likes. Your first hookups aren't as great as, you know, once you get in that motion.
Plus, you ain't as good as you think you are.
Wait a minute.
You might think that you're killing it, but really, you got some work that you need.
We got a text, and it says, talk to a great guy for a minute, finally hooked up, and I ghosted him after he was trash in the bedroom, to which I said, no, it's you. It's not me. It was definitely him.
But see, that's what I'm saying. You got a great guy, and you trashed him just because that one thing. And here's the really crazy part to think about. How do you get good at it?
Well, relationships, I would say.
Practice.
Right.
That's how you get good at
anything.
So somebody comes to the table with all these, you know, like I do head and I got the behind the back and cross the thing.
You like behind the knee.
They've been playing. Yeah. They've been playing. And it's like, so if you have somebody who isn't good, that kind of reassures you that, man, this person ain't that experienced. So you ain't got that many miles on this person. So wouldn't you want to spend time with that?
I get that, but some people aren't teachers.
Instead of that person with all them fingerprints all over them when they show up.
Kobe Bryant rode the bench his first season.
Yeah.
He didn't even play.
He didn't even play.
You got to bring Kobe up.
I mean, come on now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.